Hello and welcome to D23 Inside Disney, the show that gives you a look at the latest Disney news and a peek at the people who make the magic at the Walt Disney Company. I'm D23's Jeffrey Epstein.
I'm Candace from Radio Disney.
I'm Sherry from Oh My Disney.
And we're your hosts who will take you inside Disney.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hey.
Hey Jeffrey, hi Candace.
How are y'all?
I'm good. It's good to hear your voices.
Yeah, ditto.
So last week we did a shout out asking everyone on social what people are watching. And a lot of people told us to watch Stargirl, which we did. Mm-hmm. Coming up on the show, we have one of the stars of Stargirl, Graham Verschaer.
Yay!
Hooray!
So cool. And in response to what a lot of people said, I've been watching more stuff. So I am completely up to date on Grey's Anatomy. Stumptown season finale. I love me some Colby Smulders. She is amazing.
Ooh.
The Conners, which I find hilarious. So smart. If it's on ABC, the odds are good. I've been watching it.
Love it.
Sherry, Candace, what are you guys?
Well, I watched Freaky Friday for the first time in a couple of years.
Which Freaky Friday?
Lindsay Lohan. When in doubt, the answer is the more recent one. Parent Trap, Lindsay Lohan.
I'm the creepkeeper.
Watched that. I watched Monsters, Inc. again.
Ooh. Oh,
yes. Some of my favorites. What about you, Candace?
I've actually been watching Hannah Montana episodes.
Nice!
This week is like the anniversary of the show's launch on Disney Channel 14 years ago, and Miley Cyrus was live with Emily Osment on Instagram this week, and they were going through like old pictures from the show, and I was like, I gotta watch this. So, Hannah Montana.
Wait, that's it's so been cool. 14 years?
Yep.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh.
That's wild.
If Hannah Montana had a baby, it would be a tween now.
Whoa.
Weird.
It was
a teen. Actually, a teen. Oh, wow.
Whoa, that is wild.
That's really sad to hear.
So we're going to be talking more about what people tweeted to us coming up. First, we get a little bit of news. I was really excited to hear that Hulu is launching or has launched a free 24/7 stream of ABC News Live to their on-demand subscribers, just to keep everyone up to date on all the latest news, which I think is great. And with so many of us at home, I think that's a really fantastic thing for people to have access to.
Yeah, very cool. Well, another thing that people have access to at home is Disney and Pixar's Onward.
Yay!
Yes, it is now available on Movies Anywhere and for digital purchase, and it's going to debut on Disney Plus on April 3rd.
Oh, I love that movie so much. Did you guys have a chance to see it when it was in the theater?
I did.
No.
You are in for a treat.
This is literally on my calendar. Not that there's a lot on my calendar right now, but Onward is on my calendar.
Onward's on. On for Onward.
Yes. Well, last week we did talk about how Walt Disney World and Disneyland were helping out local food banks during the park closures there. But we should also mention that Disneyland Paris has donated 15 tons of food to help their local communities as well. So all of those fresh salads, fruit, dairy, and other products are going to help their ongoing commitment to reduce food waste and support those in need during this time.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
So awesome.
Something that I'm really, really proud to be a part of in a small way is this great new project where some of our good friends from the world of Disney are reading Disney stories, and we are posting them on Disney Social at Disney. First off, on Tuesday was our pal Yvette Nicole Brown, who's been on the show.
Love her.
She read a story from Elena of Avalor. Also this week, incredible people, Ali Maki, John Stamos, the people coming up, our good pal Ashley Eckstein, who's going to be on the show. Some really incredible people lending their time just to read some stories, just to hopefully bring a little bit of joy and comfort to kids and fans and families during this time. I love it. I'm in, and I'm really excited for people to get to see these. Have you watched them?
I did watch YNB reading Elena of Avalor. So good. She can read anything to me at this point.
We're going to be posting new ones on at Disney Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram every day.
Well, over at Walt Disney World, there is a dedicated animal care team that is tending to the thousands of animals who roam Disney's Animal Kingdom, and we get to learn all about these animals and see them in their natural habitats on the Disney Now app in a video series called Disney Animals. So it's shorts that feature a behind-the-scenes look at the hippo, the meerkat, and all these fantastic animals that are currently at Animal Kingdom right now. And to learn more, just visit DisneyAnimals.com.
Well, and speaking of the Disney Animal Care Team, when we were at Walt Disney World, we had the chance to meet Dr. Mark Penning, and we're going to talk to him in an upcoming episode. They just posted a really great video talking about how they're caring for the animals right now. While there aren't guests in the park, but the animals are still there. The animals are doing great. So I loved seeing that. I love seeing Dr. Mark, and he's on Instagram if you'd like to see what he is up to. It's at Dr. Mark at Disney.
I highly encourage you to follow. It is the highlight of my feed.
Yes. I mean, who doesn't like looking at cute animals?
Totally. Speaking of cute animals, did you set me up there? I like that.
I did. I totally did.
Disney's Animal Kingdom has welcomed a baby porcupine. This is so cute.
Oh.
Y'all got to see the picture of this. So the porcupette was born February 25th.
Wait, can we just talk about the fact that it's called a porcupette?
So cute. Cutest name ever. Well, it was born February 25th to Perry, who you'll remember was featured getting an ultrasound in a One Day at Disney episode about park veterinarian Dr. Natalie. So I love that this has all come full circle. And we did learn a little bit about porcupettes. They're covered with a fine red fur coat, and their quills underneath eventually harden. Well, they take those quills and they send them for DNA testing to determine the baby's gender. And if you haven't heard, it's a girl.
Yay!
So cute. So you can go to the Disney Parks blog to see the porcupette. So cute.
Very adorable. Cute.
So D23, as we talked about, started a new feature called Five Fantastic Things to Watch. We have the list for the five fantastic things to watch this weekend. You can read more about it on D23.com. Candace, what's up first?
First up, Disney Channel's Coop and Cammy Ask the World. I love this show. They've been showing new episodes all week. And Friday's episode features YouTuber Jamie Alex. So if you guys want to get in on the Would You Rather with the Ratherheads, check out Coop and Cammy on Disney Channel.
Another fantastic thing to watch this weekend is Shark Tank. So this is airing Fridays on ABC. If you guys haven't seen this show, it is so incredible. You just get to hear the coolest, newest ideas from tomorrow's entrepreneurs. This season, we get to hear about fast casual cuisine, pest control, farming issues, and what I'm most excited for, a baby-centered fashion line.
Hey.
Also this weekend, Disney Family Sundays on Disney Plus. You got DIY expert Amber Kemp Gerstle is hosting the series with fun crafts, which everyone can do at home. Since we're all at home right now, I think it's a good thing to tune into, make some crafts, get crafty, share it with your friends, then on your Instagram, your socials, your wherever you want to share it.
Love that.
Also coming up on Disney Plus this Friday night, we have the second episode of Disney Insider, not to be confused with our show, Inside Disney. But each week, the show takes a behind-the-scenes look at something cool or several things cool that are happening at Disney. So this one has a great look at the making of Diary of a Future President, as well as Disney legends Bernie Mattinson and Andreas Deja going inside the Walt Disney Animation Vault at the Animation Research Library. So very, very cool. Looking forward to watching that.
Okay, back to Disney Channel, guys. Another fantastic thing to watch this weekend, Raven's Home on Disney Channel. So Sunday night, you can see it at 8 p.m. It's also going to be on Disney Now. And this one's going to be very cool because it's the second episode that Raven Simone is actually directing. So you want to check it out Sunday night on Disney Channel.
Ooh, nice. All right, so we asked everyone what they were checking out, and you can keep letting us know. We're going to keep sharing what all of you are watching. Just hashtag D23 Inside Disney. We want to know. So we got a lot of responses this week. A lot of people are excited to watch Onward. They're already watching the digital download. They're ready for it on Disney Plus. Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which is totally my jam. I love S.H.I.E.L.D. A lot of people are watching that. The Imagineering Story, Zootopia, Clone Wars, super, super popular. And there are some of you doing something which I feel like if there's a time to do it, it is now, watching every animated film in order of release.
Wow.
That is dedication.
I love that. Well, we get a shout out, Colchester One, who is watching Pick of the Litter on Disney Plus. National Puppy Day happened earlier this week, so that's a good one for that. Also, Edward is the Man is watching The Owl House on Disney Channel. Me too. So there you go.
Well, Bellringer One and I have something in common. She watched Lilo and Stitch 100 times during her childhood, and now she's watching it a few times a week on Disney Plus. That movie is phenomenal. It only gets better each time I watch it.
I love that movie. Ohana means no one gets left behind or forgotten. So Marchbox and I have a lot in common watching Grey's Anatomy. They've been following for more than 12 years and still obsessed. Hashtag truth. So me. I'm completely there with you. And at CCC Disney U is loving the Connors. So also me as well. I'm right there with you. Cannot wait to watch this week's episode, which I've got on my DVR right now.
Well, Ambo89 is watching The Fox and the Hound. Such a classic.
Love that. And Ever After Bella is watching Encore is so good. It was all capped to us, so I had to say it like that. And I agree. Encore is so good.
Absolutely.
I feel like that's you. That's you on Instagram, Jeffrey. That's your fake account.
There you go.
Well, Darth Paolo is watching all caps everything. Just got Disney Plus today, and I don't even know where to begin. Well, congratulations. Welcome to the show.
Awesome.
So that much to explore.
Cool. Yes, and at 28 Mouse Ears says, I'm 28 and watching Gummy Bears for the first time. Welcome to an amazing program. You'll never stop watching Gummy Bears at this point. That was my jam back in the day.
Bouncing here and there and if. Sorry.
Yes.
Rachel Baker is watching old Mickey Mouse shorts. Love it. There for the classics. Gotta love some classic Mickey.
Nate Garlick is watching Disney Nature documentaries. Says, I'm obsessed. Those animals are so cute, but also ferocious. Have you guys seen penguins?
That is it frequently is... how Candace is described.
That is a good point.
Sorry. Rare. What were you saying? What were you saying about penguins?
I was just going to say how much I love it.
And Pajda is watching Violetta, which is a great show. It was actually one of our local productions down in Latin America. It's terrific. And on Disney Plus now.
Cool.
Very cool. Back to some more of my Disney Channel peeps. Annie Does It Again is watching Amphibia. Such a good show.
Mm-hmm.
And Carissa Mills is watching Descendants, all caps, always. You might as well, right?
Kate K0220 is watching The Sound of Music on Disney Plus.
Ooh. Yes. Oh, and to throw back to Darth Paulo, to quote from The Sound of Music, you should start at the very beginning. A very good place to start. You can start with The Sound of Music. There you go.
That is good.
And Nadine Duh is watching National Geographic's Into the Grand Canyon. Gosh, all of their cinematography is just beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So as we talked about, after getting a lot of recommendations on social to watch Stargirl, I watched it on Disney Plus.
Hey, me too.
So good. So for those who don't know, the movie's based on the New York Times bestselling novel of the same name. And we are really lucky this week to have with us one of the stars of the movie, Graham Verschaer. So welcome, Graham.
Hey, thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Okay, so we've been asking everyone what they're watching right now. We're taking suggestions. So, Graham, what's high on your list?
So, I just started watching The Clone Wars because I heard there was a new season released. So, that's what I'm watching right now.
We actually have Ashley Eckstein, who voices Ahsoka Tana on Clone Wars, coming up on one of our upcoming shows.
Oh, wow. That's really cool.
It is a small world after all.
That's awesome. Man, I need to listen to that.
Absolutely. Well, we have to talk, obviously, about Stargirl, which I didn't prepare to cry as much as I did in the movie, just so you know, Graham. But for those who haven't watched Stargirl yet on Disney Plus, can you talk a little bit about your character and what the film is all about?
Yeah, sure. So Stargirl, at its core, is about two kids, Leo Borlock and Stargirl Carraway, trying to fit in a school that really doesn't like kids who don't try to fit in. So Leo's someone who's really, really bought into that really hard, and he's kind of given up a lot of the parts of himself that make him special. So when someone like Stargirl comes along who's just so out there, who just doesn't seem to care what anyone thinks, it really inspires him. And it's a journey for everyone to kind of discover standing out.
Well, Stargirl is based on a book. Did you actually read the book before you started filming?
Yeah, I hadn't read it before I auditioned, but in between my tape and the screen test, I read the book, I think on the plane actually, and I loved it. It's still one of my favorite books. It's Jerry Spinelli is so good.
You know, going back to something you said, I was just thinking about it. So many of Disney's best stories, either ones that we created or ones that we've adapted, are really about the outsider who really overcomes. It is their differences that make them so special. So I feel like Stargirl really fits in well with that,
yeah, exactly,
that genre. Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite memory from filming?
It's hard to say favorite just because there wasn't a moment on set that wasn't so much fun. It's one of the most special projects I've ever been able to work on. But there was one night, the last night after we wrapped filming, me and a bunch of the cast, we had a big sleepover the night before everyone flew back to their respective cities. And it was really, really wonderful.
That's aww, so cool. Well,
pajama party.
So fun. I've actually had a chance to talk to Grace VanderWaal multiple times about her music at Radio Disney. But do you have any stories about working with her on set or Giancarlo Esposito?
Those are two absurdly talented people. I mean, it's crazy. And they're both so wonderful to work with, which is also nice. I've been actually really lucky to not work with a lot of people who are horrible to work with. But Grace and Giancarlo really stand out as just being great.
Was there a favorite story working with them now? Like a moment that cracked you up or that surprised you?
I was surprised by how well Grace just settled into filming, because this is her first project and you would never be able to tell. And for Giancarlo, so when he filmed on set, it was, I think the day after he wrapped, he left to go do wardrobe for The Mandalorian.
Oh, wow.
Of course, I love that show, and I was so excited for it at the time. So it was a bit hard not to freak out.
Have you talked to him since you've seen Mandalorian?
Yeah, actually, I just saw him at the premiere last week.
So did you get to tell him? Did you get to gush about how awesome it is?
I tried to restrain myself. I think I let it slip a little bit.
I'm sure he was flattered. So in the film, you play Leo so convincingly as this like quiet guy. So the fact that you have this great singing voice was a total surprise. It was amazing. So what was filming that scene like?
Thank you. It was interesting. I mean, I've been singing for a long time, longer than I've been acting. There was like an earpiece that I've never done before. There was an earpiece that they stuck in my ear. And of course, because it's film, it has to look like it's not there. So it was like, they really, really shoved it into my ear. So it was a lot of weird things to get used to, but it was fun. It was really fun because it's such a sweet scene as well. I mean, both of the scenes where I sing are really sweet, I think. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Spoiler. Just kidding.
Yeah, must buy. Yeah. Although honestly, like when all of your on-screen classmates' jaws dropped as you were singing on stage at the Winter Ball, my jaw dropped too. I was like, "Well, where is he hiding these pipes? They're amazing." And as someone who heard that song the first time around, and I'm scared of what you're going to say in your answer, but I would love to know if you'd ever heard of the Cars or the song "Just What I Needed" before you made the movie.
So I'm sorry to let you down. I didn't know the Cars. My parents did. I promise it's just that song that I didn't know. I do love old music and I love that type of music. That song is in my playlist now. I love it so much. I just had never listened to it before.
It is a great song.
Well, that's okay.
It is. You can't tell from the way you sing it. So in addition to his singing voice, Leo has a very impressive collection of colorful ties. I would love to sport all of them. Did you get to keep any of them?
I didn't. I wanted to. We actually supplied one as well, which was interesting. It was really fun when I left to go film, because it was for 2.5 months, the trip. So I wasn't going to be able to see anyone at home. And so I got as a gift this wonderful, wonderful homemade porcupine tie. It was just really, really sweet. And I wanted to see if we could put it in the movie just as a little, I guess, a gesture of gratitude. So it's in there. You can see it in the movie, which was really cool. But I didn't get to keep any of the other ties, no.
Boo. But still, your tie got a cameo, which is pretty amazing.
Well, I know last summer you came to D23 Expo with Grace to talk about this movie. So what was that experience like for you? Because D23 Expo is like the craziest, most exciting Disney fan event ever.
Oh, it was crazy. I wish I could have explored more of the actual events and gone as a guest, but it was so much fun. The room backstage was filled with the craziest people, like people I've seen in movies when I was a kid. And the room that stage was in was so big. Yeah. It's huge. So it was a little terrifying, but it was really, really so much fun.
I can't even imagine the roar of the applause, what that's like when you're on the stage.
Who were you kind of impressed to see? Any stars that you were sort of like starstruck by?
Well, yeah, we met Hilary Duff, and Grace was a little more excited about that than I was. We met Bob Iger as well.
Nice.
Which was really, really cool.
And he said
that he liked Stargirl. Yeah. I saw Jon Favreau in the bathroom, and I had to keep calm.
That is not a sentence you hear every day.
Worst place to meet an idol ever.
Yeah, I know. I wish I could have said hi, but then it would have been weird.
Yeah. So. Would have been memorable, at least.
That's true, yeah.
Well, you also play the younger version of Freddie Highmore's character on ABC's The Good Doctor. What has that been like?
That show is really wonderful. It's genuinely a good show as well. It was such a great experience on set. Freddie is the sweetest, as well as being super talented. So it's super cool. Yeah, no, it's a great show.
I'm curious, you mentioned Freddie. Even though you don't really share screen time, did you work with him at all as you were developing the character?
We talked a little bit, like, before we shot the pilot, briefly. Mostly we just watched each other's screen time to see how we were doing the character and making sure it matched up.
It's really cool.
That must be so cool. Yeah. Well, before we let you go, Graham, we ask all of our guests to tell us their favorite Disney memory. So do you have one?
A favorite Disney memory?
Yeah, and it could be just like going to the parks or experiences watching a movie or meeting a celebrity from a Disney movie.
Oh,
or
wow. That's a tough question.
Buying something. Yeah.
We went to Disneyland when we were in Anaheim for D23. We got a day in Disneyland, which was really, really wonderful. We were able to do everything in the park, including building a lightsaber. I think that would be ridiculous. It's right here next to me from Savvy's Workshop.
So what color kyber crystal did you pick?
So I used the Power and Destruction hilt kit, which is, you know, kind of the Sith evil hilt. But I went for a blue crystal because I'm not a bad guy. So it looks cool, but it is a good lightsaber. We went to Disney World because I went to a convention in Florida just recently, and we went to Disney World when we were there, and we picked up red and purple kyber crystals as well.
Oh, you've got cool. The full array.
Yeah.
Depending on what your feeling is in that moment.
Exactly. You know, you got to have variety.
Got to be prepared.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. We are all now huge fans of the movie and of yours, so thank you. Really, really great to get to chat with you.
Yeah, no, this is super fun. Thank you guys so much.
Well, thanks again for listening to D23 Inside Disney. Don't forget to like and share this episode wherever you listen or subscribe. And if you want to chat with us, tell us what you're watching. Hashtag D23 Inside Disney.
And of course, for all the latest Disney info, check out D23.com.
And we'll be back next week with more Disney news, more of what you're watching, and a fantastic guest on an all-new episode of D23
Inside Disney.